The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good Monday morning. It's 1 minute after 7 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the day before Valentine's Day. You gotta love that. Merchants of the Earth are making money off of candy and flowers, aren't they? Did you buy something for your sweetheart? How about a diamond? Yeah, he went to Jared. Now, you know, see all these different, you know, we've been programmed. That's just the way it is. And, you know, Valentine's Day, you know, little kids in school send out Valentine cards. You know, remember we used to do that in school? You know, you'd make up the however many Valentines there were for each member of the class, and you put some of those little sugar hearts with sayings on them, and you'd hand those out. And you remember those days in school? I'm sure you do. Anyway, that's coming up tomorrow. We've got Frank Davis and Carrie Mate, as a matter of fact. Dr. Mate, she has been on my other show in Florida before, and she was one of the first ones that actually predicted that COVID was an effort to depopulate America and the rest of the world. Tomorrow she's going to be talking about transhumanism and what's been happening with these mRNA jabs. Now, this is a frontline doctor that has my respect and admiration. I was really freaked out when her plane crashed. I really was under the assumption that she was targeted. Anyway, more news and everything coming up here in just a second. I want to remind you that OptiVita products, by the way, are 10% off this week at the Power Mall. And there's a new product out called Sugar 2 Fiber. These are 500 milligram caps. There's 60 of them there. And when you buy one, you get two free ebooks. You have to give a valid email address when ordering to get the ebooks. And basically, the two ebooks are What is Glucose and How Can I Control It? And The Power of Enzymes for Good Health. That's the title of the two free ebooks. But the Sugar to Fiber, this is something interesting. Frank Davis will be on the show tomorrow to talk about them. We've got 50% off select Good Health Naturally Closeout products, Sammy Plus, DIP Daily Immune Protection, 90 count, and Joint and Skin Matrix, 120 caps. Also half off the Sagan Journey water bottles. Very limited stock left. You can get them in blue or orchid. Comes with a filter. If you want a replacement filter, we sell those too. And of course, the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle, still available on the shelf for $53 because it's still winter. And of course, don't forget to add the Silver Gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million to complete the Winter Wellness Bundle. We appreciate your donations to keep the Power Mall operational and the Power Hour radio show on the air. Because, I mean, where else can you get educational interviews, news and articles, plus commentary? Commentary. Oh, boy, do we have commentary. And, of course, when you shop at the Power Hour and you go to the Partners tab at thepowerhour.com, you'll see some of the partners we have hooked up with. Heaven's Harvest, they are a shelf-life long-term food storage supplier. Lion Energy, for those of you who want emergency solar, like I have, we're going to talk about that in more detail. We're talking about the SHTF, or the you-know-what-hits-the-fan, caca-hits-the-fan. Best barter items to trade, about bartering, tips about bartering. We'll be talking about that because the barter networks are really, really big, and you're going to need to know more information about it. And we've got some news and updated information about barter networking. We're all about solutions here at the Power Hour, which is why we're having this conversation. OptiVita Hemp products. For those of you who enjoy the benefits of hemp, you can get it by clicking on the Partners tab. The Grow Network, I have seen so many videos over the weekend about how to grow stuff in eggshells. It is amazing. All this prepping and information that's out there, who's taking advantage of it? Can actually put soil inside of a cracked eggshell and seeds and grow them. It's amazing. And you can collapse the eggshell, put the eggshell in dirt, and it grows. I mean, it's just incredible, the stuff that I've been watching. James McCanny Water Filters, MyPillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils are part of our lineup of partners that you can visit. And when you visit them through the powerhour.com website, we get a spiff. And that's what keeps us on the air. So we appreciate your going over there and clicking on that link. Now, we have a lot of activity going on over the skies, and I'm not just talking about yesterday's Super Bowl. Chiefs! All right, 38-35. And we'll have a little commentary on that because they're halftime entertainment. Apparent slut with a baby bump. I don't know any other way to put it. Here's Rihanna, left winger, pregnant. I blame the NFL for this. You know, and the more that you support the NFL and artists like her, the worse things are going to get because our value systems in this country, as far as I'm concerned. And it's not just my opinion, but social media literally trashed this woman. The singing, the behavior, it was bad. I mean, wearing a red suit. Yeah, was she trying to compete with Sam Smith at the Grammys, dressed like the devil with a baby bump? And a like some sort of plastic partition over her breasts. And then the baby bump, of course, that was obvious. And what was even more obvious was the fact that the Super Bowl is supposed to be a family affair, family entertainment, and she's sitting there rubbing her butt, asking if you're big enough and can you get it up and can you penetrate, you know, I mean, anal sex promotion on television, folks. And then she rubs her crotch, smells her hands, and licks them. I mean, what kind of behavior is that? I'll tell you what. My wife and I were talking about this morning. Prince was the best halftime show we have ever seen. And I think Tom Petty ranks right in there because, I mean, how can you screw up classic rock? For those of you who have seen these Super Bowls over and over and over, you understand where this is going. I mean, I can't help but, you know, look back on what happened with Timberlake and Janet Jackson with the little fluke with the wardrobe malfunction. And, of course, CBS had something to say about that. But see, it happens after the fact. And see, and what was this garbage with all these black guys dressed up in white hoodies looking like little spermatozoa? You know, dancing around and gyrating in sexual undertones. I mean, this is what this was all about, folks, in your face. And you can't help it because the NFL is woke. You know, you enjoy the game, but then you got to put up with this crap. And you've got Sheryl Lee Ralph, you know, supposedly singing the black national anthem. Oh, got to have diversity and inclusion. You know, see, folks, I hate to say it, but this is what's causing the divisiveness in this country, is garbage like this. And you look at the value systems of young people. Oh, my, is America in trouble? And, of course, if you weren't paying attention to what was going on over our skies, Biden ordered the U.S. military to shoot down an airborne object over the coast of Alaska Friday afternoon. We didn't have a chance to report it because it just happened. Of course, the National Security Council and the Pentagon are declining to comment on the nature of the object, but it said the object was traveling at an altitude of 40,000 feet and therefore could pose a threat to commercial air traffic. The object was much smaller than the Chinese spy balloon. And, of course, that wasn't the only one. An unidentified cylindrical object in Canadian airspace was also shot down by a NORAD team. And, of course, Republicans are now, because of this, raising concerns over what is going on here. And, of course, there's another national defense operation that happened over Montana after NORAD detected a radar anomaly. And they sent up jet fighters. And, of course, the U.S. military over Lake Huron took out an octagonal-shaped object, fell into the lake, whatever they hit, shot down by an F-16 at 20,000 feet. And so they're looking at recovering whatever that was. There was no damage to human life or property, according to what the reports indicate, but we don't know. Kind of crazy, all of what's going on right now. All of a sudden, now we happen to see all these little unidentified flying objects. Oh, maybe it's the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater that Sheb Woolley talked about in, back in the 50s. We wear short shorts. No, that was not Rihanna last night at the Super Bowl. You know, and there's other little Super Bowl commentary, too, because, you know, I'm a Chiefs fan. Don't mind mincing words. I know you Philly people are going to take issue with me, but here's the thing. The Philadelphia fans flipped over a car before the game even started in celebration of the Eagles going to the Super Bowl. Smashed through a bus stop glass, you know, busted up a little thing, hey, a little destruction of property, whatever, man. You know, it's peaceful protest. Let's flip a car over, even though people on the sidelines are going, don't do it, man, don't do it. Where do we get off? What, see, this is our value system, folks. Let's just flip a car over and cause damage. Why don't we do that? Hey, you know, what are we? You know, see, when the value system starts doing stuff like this, they start destroying private property. See, they're just lucky that the owner of that car didn't come out and let them have it with both barrels. They're lucky. But this is the kind of behavior that happens at Super Bowl. People act like jerks rather than just sit and enjoy the game and watch the game, have a beer with your buddies, root for your team. No, we got to go out and tear up property. Smash cars and street signs and set stuff on fire. You know, this is, our value systems are disintegrating, folks. Part of it was during 2020, we let all those people, mostly youngins, get away with it. We let them get away with it. And our administration didn't help matters much by starting a bond fund. You can thank Kamala Harris for that. Bailing these people out of jail. Left-wing prosecutors just turning our justice system into a revolving door of criminals. Letting over a million gotaways, many with criminal records, into America. There's a bunch of stuff going on here. Yeah, it all culminates into what you saw yesterday. The U.S. Air Force, meanwhile, has confirmed it launched an unarmed Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile from a California base into the Pacific Ocean to show readiness of the U.S. nuclear capabilities about a week after the military shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon. Oh, yeah, let's flex a little muscle. That was fired from Vandenberg Space Force Base, by the way. And question is, how much money did we just waste in taxpayer dollars flexing our muscle? Show force? Really? That's what this is all about? Could have made a phone call. Oh, that's right. The last time we did, we got hung up on. Yeah. And, of course, the Chiefs, you know why they don't? And see, if you watch social media, Juju Smith-Schuster wore a skirt, beret, and sunglasses to the stadium at the Super Bowl. Quite the stir. Pre-Super Bowl outfits. Most guys wear suits and ties, and they look sharp. No, not Juju Smith-Schuster. He had to make a statement. Kind of looked more like a kilt. But, of course, the media went bananas with it. Oh, boy. So here we got a slut with a baby bump, grabbing her crotch and smelling her hand, grabbing her buttocks, and, you know, with all these little dancers around gyrating. Boy, oh boy. I mean, just, you know, wonderful halftime entertainment. I'm not buying another NFL product for the rest of my life. I am now officially boycotting the NFL, and I think we all need to do the same. And I would never buy another Rihanna CD. I would never play another one of her songs at a wedding. I wouldn't do any of this stuff. She is on my proverbial list of caca artists that don't need credibility. And to tell you where the value system is going, there was an off-duty police officer, Somerset cop, who worked security for a restaurant called Twin Peaks. Yeah, let's talk about value systems. And of course, Twin Peaks, you can imagine that this is kind of a Hooters knockoff. Twin Peaks, get it? A man was shot in the chest Saturday night at a Twin Peaks restaurant in San Antonio after snatching this off-duty Somerset police officer's taser. This 34-year-old unidentified man was disrupting in the restaurant, and the off-duty cop who was working as security at Twin Peaks was asked to escort him off the property. Well, the guy decided he was going to get ballistic, grabbed the taser, and tasered the cop once. The officer caught up to him, and the officer responded by shooting him in the chest. So, and the guy's in critical condition at the hospital. So, see, this is what happens now. When you start assaulting police officers, they will retaliate. Twin Peaks. Wow. Boy, that gave you guys a black eye. Who's going to come in there in your restaurant, in any restaurant for that matter, if this is the kind of value system behavior we're going to have? You know, I mean, Hooters used to be a fun thing. Well, used to be, and then all of a sudden, it's like they changed their dress code. And the shorts just got shorter. Looked worse than Rihanna, actually. Grabbing her crotch and sniffing her hand. Jeez, what a slut. I'm telling you, that's my opinion, folks. When you look like it, appears it, it's what it is. Speaks for itself, doesn't it? The Cochrane Library has recently updated its 2020 systematic review of physical interventions to reduce respiratory illnesses. The update included an additional 11 randomized controlled trials, bringing the total number to 78. And guess what they found? No evidence whatsoever to support the use of surgical face masks or N95 respirators to prevent COVID infection or the flu. No sense. However, we've talked about this before on this show, about the fiber material inside these things. It's called titanium dioxide, and that stuff, when it gets in your system, yeah, you guessed it. Where do they make it? China. All these people, they want to cut down and make everybody sick. Yeah, you keep wearing those masks. All you COVIDiots out there, you keep wearing them. Japan is going to allow self-driving delivery robots to roam their streets to combat labor shortages. What? Nobody wants to work? Oh, must be the value system again. Labor shortages and problems of rural isolation. That's right. Japan's relaxing its traffic laws to allow autonomous delivery of robots to take to the street. Japan, by the way, if you didn't know, has one of the world's oldest populations. Nearly 30% of its citizens are over 65. Wait, whoa. In the U.S., kind of like in the same boat. And of course, many of these older folks live in depopulated rural areas that lack easy access to daily necessities, so we got to bring it to them. Oh, wait a minute. Don't we have a few people over 65? A lot of people live out in the country. You know why they're moving to the country? Think about it. All has to do with their value system. Little hint. Phone lines are open, by the way. 844-769-2944 for the rest of the show. For the next hour and 40 minutes, the phone lines are open. You want to call in and chime in anything we're talking about? What you thought of the Super Bowl? You want to condemn Rihanna's behavior? Well, you just go right ahead. Like I said, I thought Prince and Madonna, you know, J-Lo was, you know, still a little risque, the outfits, you know. They make statements with all those outfits. So, you know, especially when you dress up like the devil and start extolling Satan. I mean, in your face, folks. So now we're playing games over the skies. By the way, did you know during the Super Bowl that the jets that did the flyby were manned by women Navy pilots? And do you know that all during the Super Bowl game, the Air Force was literally flying planes all over Phoenix on guard to make sure that no funny business happened? A city council in North Dakota has voted unanimously to block a Chinese company's proposed corn mill after the U.S. Air Force raised national security concerns over its proximity to a military base. Well, that goes right along with a lot of the lawmakers out there saying, you know what? We should not allow China to come in and buy any of our property. Now, they'll just use shell corporations, folks. They'll find U.S.-born residents that don't have any suspect issues, and they're going to bribe them into buying all this property, and they're going to funnel money into an account for them to go buy the property. And then we'll find out a day late and a dollar short that it was somebody that was working for China that bought the property. And see, this is why we have to do our research and our homework to make sure that things are more than what they seem and that we're more alert and aware. Now, Mike Pence, you remember the guy that could have literally stopped the election from being certified on J6? Well, FBI agents spent hours searching his home, and they found classified documents. And it wasn't just one. They found more. I think, like I said on this show last week, they need to go to every single congressperson and every single senator and search their homes, too, because you just don't, especially Swalwell and Schiff, you just don't know. And Hillary, they need to go and look for documents. Maybe they'll find something in the lingerie drawer. Who knows? They need to search to make sure that those classified documents aren't there. You know, it's really funny, though, because emails are now showing that the classified documents were discovered in Biden's place before the midterm elections. And they held off reporting it. You see how politics works in this country? Can't trust them. You know, government is supposed to be working for we the people, not the other way around, folks. The IRS finally came out and issued guidance about how to handle state stimulus payments, which comes about a week after it issued an alert advising millions of taxpayers to delay filing tax returns until it provided additional clarification about the taxability of those payments. A tax expert has said that these alerts to millions of taxpayers, they should hold off on filing their returns, is unprecedented. Do you think they're being nice? No, they're waiting to see how they can screw you some more. That's the way it is. Tom O'Sabin, the director of tax content and government relations with the National Association of Tax Professionals, has said the IRS, you know, it's crazy what they're doing, telling people to hold off, and said, don't do anything if you've already filed your return. Don't do anything. The Biden administration, according to the Daily Caller, by the way, just in, is making it easier for illegals to roam America without being able to track them. This should tell all you people out there why, despite David Hogg, remember him from Marjorie Stoneman High School, that says that we need to pursue gun control like they pursued anti-tobacco, you know, and go after the tobacco manufacturers. We need to pursue gun control. Well, we haven't really done that much in gun control anyway. That this kid is nothing but hot air. He apparently doesn't understand what the Second Amendment means, but a lot of you patriotic Americans out there apparently do. That's one of the reasons why. If you don't get what the Second Amendment says, this is one of the things that's saving our bacon. And if the Convention of States opens that door and they start diluting the Constitution and altering the Second Amendment to eliminate possession of certain firearms, well, only the military can have firearms, we're all in trouble. because that means that we'll have Wacos and Ruby Ridges ad infinitum, ad nauseum, and there isn't a damn thing that Americans can do about it. Is that what you want? You want them to be able to just come and throw a flashbang in your front door or bust open a window and throw a flashbang in there and smoke bombs and come in and kick your front door in and assault your, kill your dog and assault every member of your family and put them in handcuffs and throw them on the ground and kick them and punch them and do everything else they want to do? Let's not forget Lon Horiuchi. Remember the little FBI sniper that took Vicky Weaver's head off? Let's not forget that. Oh, she was holding an M16. No, she wasn't. She was holding a little baby, Alishiba. Remember that? Can we forget any of what happened at Ruby Ridge? The guy just wanted to be left alone, and come to find out in court, they find out the FBI set him up. Just like J6, folks. All you patriotic Americans wanted to go down there and stop this. Federal prosecutors, by the way, this past week asked a U.S. District Judge, John Bates, to have J6 defendant Victoria White, remember she was beaten about 40 times, cracked her skull by Capitol Police? They wanted her jailed because she met with GOP lawmakers on Capitol Hill, like Lauren Boebert. Oh, we can't have that. She and a whole group of people met with congressmen on Capitol Hill. She's not allowed to go in there. And the judge said, you know what? She doesn't need to be taken into custody, but we don't want her going into the Capitol or the congressional office buildings unless she gets advance permission from the pretrial services agency. Well, darn. What you could have done, Victoria, is you and your group could have called Lauren Boebert's office and anybody else that you met with, and you could have scheduled a meeting outside away from Congress. In a public place where they can't do a damn thing about it. You bring the news media and the cameras and everything else there. And you speak your piece. Prosecutors then, of course, want to retaliate because she did it, wanting her pretrial release to be revoked. Oh, well, didn't happen. But it was all a trap for all those want to march on Washington. Just understand something. They circled the wagons in D.C., that 10-square-mile area. Apparently, everybody that works there and runs that whole 10-square-mile area doesn't think that we, the people, own it anymore, which is why they're putting fencing all up around Congress to protect their own asses. From what? They had every opportunity to get 20,000 National Guard troops in there to stop any protests from happening at all, but no. They had to not do that because the whole thing was planned to incite a riot. Thank you very much, Mr. Epps, and whoever it was with the megaphone up on the platform up there screaming at people to get in there. You incited the riot, not Trump. That's how it works. It's a trap. More news and your phone calls after our bottom of the hour break. Listen to the commercials, folks, and in 30 minutes, the Power Mall opens. You can call up and place your orders. That's what keeps us going here. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, February 13th, day before Valentine's Day here, 2023. Continuing on with the news, and of course the phone lines are still wide open here. 844-769-2944 is the toll-free number to call. Florida lawmakers have approved an expansion of Governor Ron DeSantis' relocation program for illegal immigrants, handing him the authority to transport such individuals from anywhere to anywhere in the country, including blue states. That's right. Special session. Florida House of Representatives voted along party lines to expand DeSantis' effort to relocate unauthorized immigrants located in any state to any jurisdiction of the U.S. Not quite sure he can get away with that, but Florida, on the other hand, he can do that. Of course, there's $10 million for that program as well. The money spent past immigration relocation efforts are also deemed approved. That way, he cuts the possible legal challenges for who all he shipped to Martha's Vineyard. Remember that? Not in my backyard, bunch of NIMBYs up there. Yeah. Yeah, we can't have those people here, those people. Have those people. Who are those people? You see, these are classic examples of people who are woke. It's good for everybody else, but not in my backyard, NIMBYs. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is taking a bunch of heat. He has reached an initial agreement with four former employees he fired after they accused him of bribery and other potential abuses of his office in October of 2020. He referred to the whistleblowers as rogue employees. Well, he is now settling with them for $3.3 million. Yeah. And New York City workers who were fired over refusing vaccines have to reapply for jobs, according to Mayor Adams. He showed up on Caribbean Power Jam Radio's The Reset Show. Said, yeah, if they want to reapply now that the mandates are over, they're going to have to reapply just like everyone else. They want their job back. And, of course, most of the city employees ended up taking the vaccine despite initial unwillingness because they had to keep their job. This is, again, if people had a brain and weren't woke, they would have all walked off the job and had a citywide strike and told Mayor Adams, screw you, we're not taking it. And your whole city can just shut down and people are going to point a finger at you and blow up City Hall switchboard. But no, they didn't do that. They capitulated. Weak-willed. What is it, the fluoride got to you? A study shows eating strawberries, believe it or not, may have heart health benefits. Well, this morning during the break, guess what I took? My Strauss Heart Drops. You taking yours? You want to stay alive and fit? It's one way to do it. Been around a long time with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. The CDC now, this is scary, folks. This might be the time. If you're watching me on video, I'm doing the timeout. Might be the time to take your kid out of school and start homeschooling them. The CDC has added COVID-19 vaccines to its routine immunization schedule for children and adults, attracting criticism, of course. Yeah. Novavax vaccines among children aged 12 to 18. 5 to 11 recommended Moderna or Pfizer. You see what it's doing? They want to sterilize your kids. Make them sick. Yeah. Wow. This is craziness. Now you got to make a decision. Though the CDC has added COVID-19 vaccines to the recommended list, it has not mandated them. The agency does not have the authorization to do so, but local and state jurisdictions can, and many mandate most of the vaccines on the schedule. However, there's hardly any states that make flu vaccinations mandatory in public schools. But here's the thing. If they've got mRNA in it, lawyers have said that they're going to sue any state that requires the COVID-19 jab to attend school, and many officials have vowed not to implement such a requirement. Just so you know, there's a lot of blowback as a result of this because of the declining efficacy. Oh, really? Give me a break. This is what they say? Declining efficacy? It's not about that. It's about what it's doing to your kids and what it's going to do to them down the road. And they get these things every year? Booster shots every year? Wow. Really, it's time to think about getting your group together and homeschooling a bunch of kids. If the public school is going to go for this, you need to get to the bottom of this, and you all need to show up at your school board meetings and find out they're going to enforce this and make this mandatory because you need to take your kid out of school. And if they say, well, you can't do that because then your child will be truant. Well, I'm going to homeschool them. Well, we don't have homeschool. See, some states have not made homeschooling available. There are certain states that have, like Texas. And, of course, if you live in a state where homeschooling is legit and legal and you can do it, Missouri, they got College of the Ozarks. Now, there are a lot of different things going on here, folks. You parents need to think about seriously shifting gears on this. A group of national medical associations and doctors are urging a federal court to order a federal regulator, the FDA, to reverse its two-decade-old approval of mifepristone, a drug used for medication abortions that critics say endangers women who use it. Really? Oh, now they're going to be screaming about something else, and why can't we take this abortion pill? Go right ahead. Let them take it. Let them all take it. Because, see, the stupid ones will take it, and when they get harmed, they can sit there and wham, 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 because the abortion pill, they can't be sued, remember? All the pharmaceutical companies, what's good for the goose? you go right ahead and take that abortion pill, because if now you can't have kids when you want them, or something else happens and you get blood clots and you die of a stroke because you took it. I don't know. You see, you find out who the woke ones are. Yeah, the FDA said that mifepristone is safe to use as late as the 10-week mark during pregnancy. And they want to make the policy change permanent. Wow. Chemical abortion drugs, folks. This just further beefs up the abortion game. But like I said, hey, my body, my choice. Well, you go right ahead and take those abortion pills and see what happens to you. What if they put mRNA in those abortion pills? They literally could change this, and people would just do it because they're pro-abortion. And they would take this mRNA stuff and maybe end up dead. Who knows? We don't know. You can't trust what they're saying, folks. There's enough evidence, and I'm going to get it out of Carrie Mate on tomorrow's show. I love this woman and the way she thinks. I mean, she was bold enough to come out and risk her own neck saying that this is a depopulation effort. You can't trust pharmacy. Big Pharma is going to try to run your life. You cannot allow this to happen. And the vast majority of people eat across the 12-hour span, which is a recipe for metabolic disaster. 93.2% of Americans are metabolically unfit. And the way to change it? Time-restricted eating. Your body has two primary energy systems. One of them is activated when you eat. When your blood sugar goes up, your body uses that glucose for energy. When you don't eat for a period of time, your blood sugar goes down, which switches when your body is metabolically flexible to a different energy system that uses ketones derived from fat instead of glucose. These energy systems are intimately tied to a thing known as circadian rhythm, which is why we have drops that go behind the ears. I use them. Helps to stabilize your circadian rhythm. Gotta love that. We'll talk about the economy here in a bit. Brady in Las Vegas. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You were talking about the mRNA jabs for the kids. And out here in Vegas, I've been battling the school system. I have to sign about 10 different, check off 10 different things on the waivers for the kids this year for the shots I didn't want them to get.
Oh, my.
Due to a religious exemption. I used a religious exemption, and that worked fine. But these poor kids these days out here are now wearing the mask again. Even when they're walking to and from the schools, there's nobody around them. They're so scared and brainwashed in what they did, this government. I just don't like the mRNA into the food system, and they're not saying nothing about it. There was over 47 different foods that were on the school cafeteria lunches that were full of mRNA when they sent it to a scientific lab. And how they can go about putting all this stuff into food behind our back, in our air that we breathe, the graphene oxide like Carrie Mate is going to talk about tomorrow. You know, you're wondering why these people's hearts are shredding, because the graphene, they're like mini nano razors. And when the blood pumps through your veins, like these athletes that are dropping all over the world, it shreds and nicks your veins. So then your body forms a clot, and then you either get a heart attack or a stroke. It's very simple. It's not myocarditis.
You know, I'm wondering. I know. I'm wondering why we didn't have somebody drop dead at the Super Bowl yesterday on the field, you know, because what did the NFL do? Forced everybody to get the jab. I mean, all these people that are on this field are walking time bombs.
Another thing with the football league, too, they covered up very many people in the league that got ivermectin, just like Rodgers out of Green Bay. Uh-huh. He was one of the few that went public, and when he disclosed that he used ivermectin, along with a lot of the other players in the league. Oh, man, he almost got thrown out on his knees. I remember that. And I'll never watch another football game ever, a professional game. That was absolutely horrible. You put that crap on my TV at halftime when you got kids watching? Yeah. I have a big problem with that.
Hey, Brady, I mean, you should see social media, man. They went after Rihanna like nobody's business. I mean, professional singers out there were tweeting, that is the worst halftime show I've ever seen in my life. And I mean, everybody was literally slut with a baby bump. I mean, they were going after her like nobody's business on social media. And if that's not a clue as to where her professional career is headed, the record companies need to be paying attention, because I don't think anybody's going to buy another Rihanna CD. Except the woke ones, of course. They'll keep supporting her.
You know, another thing, too, you know, with how they can put that crap on TV, that when you got that many kids watching a Super Bowl, and how they had everybody sing the Black National Anthem and bow down to the Black race, you're seeing the collapse of this country. What happened? That's why they hated Donald Trump so much. They had to get rid of that man. And you've seen what happened when they put this Jughead Joe in right now. We are paying for one of the most illegal crimes ever done in the history of man. When that election, when they did that staged election and fake election and they put Biden in, man, you talk about the biggest turning point in history was the rigged election to get Donald Trump out. We're all, for many, many hundreds of years now, are going to pay for that mistake, because that instilled the COVID in the ballot boxes in the mail-in voting. That we need
well,
to get
they
got to
change it. You're right. We got to change it. Go back to paper ballots. There are some municipalities that are now doing it. We appreciate your call, Brady. Thanks so much, man. I'm glad that you're on the front line fighting this thing. The Republican Arkansas delegation is demanding answers from the DOE as to why it awarded a $200 million grant to a company linked to the Chinese Communist Party using American taxpayer money that was supposed to be used to make America less reliant on China for battery production. That's right, a letter sent this week by Tom Cotton, John Boozman, and Representatives Rick Crawford, French Hill, Steve Womack, and Bruce Westerman asked DOE Secretary Jennifer Granholm, you know, the little nymph, she looks like one, why a federal grant was awarded to a company, Microbast, despite the company having documented ties to the CCP and operating out of China, primarily. I'd want to know, wouldn't you? Like I said, this is the thing about what's going on in our country right now. The alternative is called protectionism. I think you've heard that word before. That means you don't buy anything that says made in China. And you boycott anybody that is like Microbast. You boycott them. You don't buy anything. You look at every single thing. Are any of these parts made in China? Because if they are, I'm not going to buy it. You know, made in Mexico or assembled in Mexico. A lot of the vehicles are in the Kia Dora. It's crazy. And you know, the economy is so bad when you get experts out there like Ramsey Alwyn, the president of the National Council on Aging, saying that people who are thinking about retiring soon should rethink their plans and work longer if they can, because you can get 8% more in your Social Security if you wait until age 70 to start drawing it. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Here we go with the brainwash. Consumer prices are not keeping up with the cost of living index for Social Security. I call it social insecurity, because if you are solely dependent on that and not a way to make money out of diversification, if you can't do that, you are going to suffer in the future. If you have no barter capability, and we're going to be talking about that, I'm going to save the entire next hour for talking about survival, barter, things that will go missing immediately when the caca hits the fan. We're going to be talking about all of this stuff and your means of survival. Because with all this stuff flying about that's getting shot down, we just don't know when they're going to launch the big one. Delay retirement. Yeah, what happens when social insecurity? I mean, they're robbing Peter to pay Paul in Congress anyway. And they sit there and flip-flop using it as a political bailiwick. Oh, the Republicans are going to cut your Medicare and your Social Security benefits. No, they're not. See, we have a contract. You volunteered into Social Security and you agreed to pay into Social Security with your paycheck. And the government is spending everything that you put in. They're supposed to be making money with it, but instead, you know, they're wasting it. You know, giving squirrels steroids and watching them fight each other. Hamsters, guinea pigs, whatever. This is how they're wasting your tax dollars on stupid stuff instead of stuff that's essential to fix our infrastructure. Now, you see, that's what's wrong with the government here. $20 million for a sidewalk in a New Hampshire town that's got other needs besides that. Now, we have to have a heated sidewalk that costs $20 million. And the homeless can sleep on the heated sidewalk. How about that? Biden's administration, by the way, is reportedly allowing states to use Medicaid for food and nutritional counseling. Really? A growing body of research suggests that addressing food insecurity can improve health as well as deliver savings by reducing medical visits, the need for medication, or by helping control serious illness. Okay. Yeah, the programs have also appealed to some GOP lawmakers who believe states should have more control over the Medicaid programs. Okay. I've always thought this was for people that were having a problem surviving. Whatever. You know, when you give away welfare, man, you know, people get addicted to it. They become more dependent on the government. And you know what happens. And of course, Josh Hawley from Missouri and Dan Sullivan from Alaska, both senators, took part in the classified briefing held by officials from the Director of National Intelligence, raising concerns that U.S. manufacturing might actually have assisted in the construction of the Chinese spy balloon that flew over the continental U.S. for days before being shot down. Yeah, American companies should not be helping build spy satellites that are used against their own citizens, but hey, what else is new? They both funded, I mean, the big banks funded both sides of the war. Hundreds of thousands of our people have been killed. And you're just concerned about the possibility? Josh, come on, really? A very disturbing possibility. Is this posturing? I mean, what is this? Are we really going to get to the bottom? No, it's a lame duck. Nobody's getting to the bottom of anything. We can say we're concerned all we want, so we can go there and pat ourselves on the back, make ourselves look good to our constituents, and we're doing something. We're here and we're... Yeah, that reminds me again of the distinguished gentleman. And if you remember The Distinguished Gentleman, that movie with Eddie Murphy, Cheryl Lee Ralph, the woman who sang the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl yesterday, she was in that. She was the one that was part of Eddie Murphy's ripoff team of con artists that was over there sitting there with Noble Willingham sitting there. He wanted me to hit him with a wet garter belt. That was Cheryl Lee Ralph. She played in that. Yeah, they swindled politicians in D.C. I am not a crook. Yeah. And did a piece of the Sun really break off? Some rather sensational headlines have come out this last week about a huge chunk of the Sun breaking off and creating a tornado-like vortex. No piece of the Sun actually broke off. What really happened was quite common an occurrence. A long filament of plasma called prominence shot out of the surface of the Sun. What made it unusual, according to a tweet by Dr. Tamitha Skov, is the filament detached and circulated around the North Pole of the Sun. Fortunately for us, this intriguing solar activity did not send a CME or coronal mass ejection toward Earth, where it could potentially cause power grid failures as well as damaged satellites. And see, this is why we have EMP Shield. If you use the code when you go to EMPShield.com and use the code TPH, you get $50 off the purchase of your EMP shield. But you got to remember, and Ryan, thanks for the tip, by the way, you got to put that ground rod deep into the ground. Got to do it. And Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, real good. Hey, we're in the year with no winter. I've had something really bugging me lately. I was really big into the POW MIA movement back in the 70s.
Right.
And suddenly, you know, they said, oh, they're doing everything for it, Winter Soldier Report, all that stuff. And then they came out with this idea, well, we'll put POW MIA flags up on every government building there is. Everybody put patches on everything. I'm running into them everywhere I go still. And it's been bugging me. It's one of those things, like you just said. It's a bunch of blow. We're going to do something. And people are still running around with those POW, MIA flags everywhere. And I think it's the most useless-looking thing there is. But you're buying into the BS, because I checked the number of official POW MIAs there are in the country, and the most out of any states, like about close to 200, big California, New York, and then Ohio, 75. But it's just this continuing to pacify people, and I hate it, Dave. Just hate it.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, too, Kevin, is that, wag the dog. Remember that? The old brown shoe, and they were throwing shoes all over the place. Remember that? Yeah. That's what this is. It's PSYOPs, sir. You got that right. Kevin, I'm sorry. We hate to cut this short. I know. I just, we're at the break. It's one of those things. It's production, and we got to move on. We'll be back after the top of the hour to talk about survival. 10 critical steps to preparedness and so much more. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.